Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Restricted Entry. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, we find these words: "Not everyone who declares that I am Jesus the Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will be permitted entry." Countless movies, novels, the fiction that man has created seems to indicate that if we are good enough, we will be given entry into heaven. How many times have we read about St. Peter standing at the Golden Gate, checking the record of those who were wanting entry, and if the good deeds outweighed the bad deeds, they would be granted entry. But if the bad deeds outweighed the good deeds, they would not be permitted entry. That's false. That's not true at all. I have a good friend that works in prison ministry, and as often as he talks with people in prisons across the state of Florida, Mike asks over and over, "Do you think you can be good enough to get into heaven?" And almost always they say, "Yes, you can't. It's impossible. You cannot get into heaven by being good enough. It is not our deeds that permit us entry into heaven. It's by receiving Jesus Christ by personal invitation. Only way. That's the only way. That's a restricted entry. Don't matter how good you are, how many deeds you've done, how much money you have given, how many lives you have touched. It's, have you received Jesus Christ personally as your Savior? Have you prayed, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart"? That thief on the cross next to Jesus, all he said was, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Bam, it was done. The other thief, who said nothing, entered into an eternity of pain and suffering that is beyond anything that we can even imagine. But the thief who asked Jesus to remember him is right now enjoying the joys of paradise, and he will enjoy the kingdom of heaven forever and ever, just as we who have received Jesus Christ will enjoy that wonderful, wonderful entry into eternity with the Lord. Remember, it is not what we do, but who we have received that determines where we will spend eternity. Question right now: have you received Jesus Christ by personally asking him to come into your heart, confessing that you have sin in your life, that sin of rejecting the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful offer of eternal life? It doesn't matter what you say. It's the desire of your heart. "Lord, take me as I am. Let me be the one that you want me to be." And he will come in. Heavenly Father, as we open our hearts to you right now, no matter how many times we've prayed that prayer, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart." Lord, you are there already for those of us who have received you. But when we pray that prayer, "Lord, come into my heart," it's just a re-echoing of that one prayer that we prayed originally for you to come into our heart. You are there. You always will be. And we will be with you throughout eternity. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful time that will be. And Lord, you want us to have a wonderful time with you right now, because we actually have you with us everywhere we go. Guide us and direct us, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about DailyEvotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.